Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. I'm sorry, just starting with a groan like that already.
You know what? We had very few choices. It was either I live my life a quarter mile at a time or vroom vroom.
Welcome to a very special episode of Guilty Pleasures. And I know we throw that around, but holy shit, you guys. I'm just going to get it out of the way and say that on this podcast, we are meeting Vin Diesel. We are meeting Michelle Rodriguez, John Cena, and director Justin Lin, the entire creative team behind Fast 9. Oh my God, Kelsey, I'm excited.
And the entire Fast and Furious franchise. Not just Fast 9.
So here's the deal. Garrick's not here right now.
Oh my God, tell the people.
Because we are surprising him. I got an email about a week ago, and it was like, hey, Zach, do you want to Zoom interview the cast? Because we got a new trailer dropping. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. But not without my familia. We ride or die together. We're doing this. We're all or nothing. So
wait, I can't believe that this is happening only weeks after we did a Guilty Pleasures episode about Fast and Furious.
Our impact.
We manifested this shit into existence.
Out of control.
Baby. And exclusively talked about how all of us were the biggest Fast fan. And then this happened.
It's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Garrick in here, but it is a surprise for him. We got the new trailer, so we're going to be able to react to that, talk about how insanely cool this movie looks, but that's all you need to know. We're surprising Garrick. I think the fact that I've been able to make this an emotional gift for Garrick has taken me, it's been like that layer of separation where I have not been as excited about this the last week as I should be, because I'm just thinking about I'm doing a nice thing for my bro. But now it's starting to hit that I am going to.
Well, because you're a huge fan.
I'm a huge.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It started out as oh my gosh, a strategy thing for Rick, and now it's oh, but fuck, wait, we also get.
It's getting real.
Talk to Vin Diesel.
It's
getting very real.
I just want you to picture this audience. Vin Diesel's perfect fucking voice is going to be blessing your ear holes. Just
oh my God,
sensually fucking your earbuds.
Oh, but just mere moments from now.
Just oh my God.
We have to get everything out of the way. We have to bring Rick on. And we have to pretend we're reviewing the trailer.
Let's go for it.
Let's
bring him in. So just so you know, Garrick knows. He thinks that we are just talking to director Justin Lin. Very exciting in and of itself. He does not know about the stars to follow.
No.
We'll see ya.
No, he doesn't.
Right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, I'm seeing that in theaters. I'm seeing it in theaters.
You best believe.
And I'm bringing my popcorn and I'm going.
I'm wearing leather pants.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wear leather pants and a chain and a ripped up greasy shirt and I'll be there. Private theater, baby. Let's rock one.
For one reason and one reason only. Yep. Familia.
Familia. That's it. That sweet, sweet family.
Sweet, sweet Familia. So this episode is going to be crazy, guys. We actually, this doesn't feel real. We're going to speak to director Justin Lin. He came on with Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift. TD. The
three,
big TD.
Four, five, six.
The best of the franchise, in my opinion.
Incredible. Right? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Jumped off for 7 and 8, but is now coming back on for 9, 10, and 11.
Got that big contract.
Yeah.
big contract. Three movie contract.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we have a trailer reaction. We'll get into that. Have you guys ever done a press day before? Because it's weird.
No.
Yes. That was great timing.
Yeah, not at all.
I have, because I've been in the hosting space for quite a bit. Back in the BuzzFeed days, even prior to that, I would always go to these like red carpet things or like a behind the scenes day. And it's always crazy because you're one of many people that these stars are going to talk to. Usually they're like the same 10-ish questions. There's like rules upon rules upon rules, and you have to be on your best behavior. But this is the first time I'm doing one over Zoom, which I feel like we can get away with a little fun.
Yeah, there. Because I'm in my underwear, and you're not going to tell me what to do while I'm in my underwear. Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to ask the questions.
I'm in my home.
Yeah, I'm in my home.
We're going to be in like a digital break room with a bunch of real journalists. And then one by one, we're going to get picked out and then we're going to be in a room and there he is. It's going to be a fun time.
Yes.
Well, we got a sneak peek at this trailer. This trailer is now out everywhere.
Yes.
And whoa, wow.
Big deal.
This movie,
big
it
deal.
Looks like it just took the Fast franchise and dialed it up. So we're going to do a little mini pleasure, a little mini guilt.
Dialed it up to 9.
Rick. That was good.
The first pleasure, we had to sign an NDA to not reveal this until this moment, but now the world knows wants to say it.
Say it, Rick. Say it, Rick.
They're going to fucking space, baby.
Yeah.
Going to space. The joke worked.
The internet campaigns worked. Yes,
can
it's
you believe
crazy.
It? We bullied them into changing the Sonic design and sending Ludacris into space, and I fuck with that. You know,
in a car, they're going to space
in a car
with a rocket ship strapped to it.
So the final moment of this trailer, Ludacris and Tyrese are having their wonderful banter. Which, look, I know on this show we have not gotten to the later movies yet. Tyrese and Ludacris. They might be the best comedy duo since Abbott and Costello.
I knew you were
going to say that.
No! Well, yeah, since Abbott and Costello, Harold and Kumar, and
Luda and Tyrese. That's the trinity right there.
Tyrese and Luda. There you go.
But they're in literal spaceman costumes. They're in a car with a rocket attached to it. They launch off an airplane and shoot off. And what I love about this moment, like, I think I was expecting like a car driving up a rocket and then Vin Diesel like bouncing on the moon.
Yeah.
And you guys, look, I know I'm going to get fucking lit up for saying this and roasted so hard. I think they took,
what?
A believable spin on going to space with cars.
So it is, I agree. They added that little thing where they drove off, the car drove off or whatever, drove off the cliff, and then it got caught by another, like a plane, and they're just all right, this is who we're dealing with. Cool. Mm-hmm. We have to even the odds, I guess. Mm-hmm. So let's strap the same rocket engine that old boy was working on in, like, I don't know, Fast 6 or whatever, where he's just like, is that a rocket engine strapped to a car? That's crazy.
Pontiac.
Yeah, to a Pontiac, and he never, like, really did anything with it.
And it's not just that scoops him up. It's a magnetic plane, is my pleasure of this, is, baby, we brought magnets to this.
Ooh, magnets.
To this chapter of our franchise. There is some, they said, okay, we've done planes, trains, automobiles, now space. How can we possibly keep doing the most batshit insane car stunts, you add a magnet.
Giant magnet.
And you can make them do shit. But they're not supposed to.
Magnets go in both ways. Yeah. Magnets pulling cars, magnets pushing cars.
Oh, you don't think we're going to see a force of them coming together, a push and pull moment? Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that it took them this long to attach magnets to things. Because, like, that's the car's natural enemy is magnetic forces, you know? So.
I mean, they are like superheroes. Their only kryptonite is, like, dying in a car crash or magnets. And, they, you know, they can't kill them all off, so it's got to be magnets, baby. Right. And Charlize Theron is back with that fucking mushroom haircut. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of superheroes, I realize I should give a mini synopsis. We obviously have not seen the movie.
Oh, but yeah.
The newest Fast installment sees Vin Diesel taking on his biggest adversary yet, family. John motherfucking Cena. John Cena stars as Jacob, Vin's brother, in a piece of absolutely inspired casting, and is being manipulated by former villain Charlize Theron, as you mentioned. We got Helen Mirren back in this shit. She drives in this trailer. And it looks like taking, you know, both trailers together now, it is taking us on a full, all hands on deck adventure. But look, we've already been here. This is an action franchise. I clocked one. Vin Diesel catches a car.
Yep, with his bare hands.
His head breaks through plaster. John Cena is going down, or one of them is going down a zip line, and the other one jumps out and off a building and smashes them through a window. Mm-hmm. The action in this movie looks nuts.
My favorite was when I think it's Michelle Rodriguez or some one of the ladies are driving a motorcycle through the jungle, and she breaks a man's back on a tree just by throwing him off of the motorcycle. Snaps him clearly in half, like a fucking pretzel.
Got
it. Did you also notice what Han did? So Han is back. Hashtag justice for Han. We are so stoked. Again, like, we're going out of order here, just like the Fast franchise. You are hearing us rave about the ninth movie before we've gotten through. Yeah. But did you guys see Han brutally murder someone in this trailer?
Oh.
Or a couple people.
Oh, they don't care about human life. They killed multiple people. I don't know if you know.
Did you not hear the magnet?
They're criminals. Like, you have to realize there's no, like, ups and downs or whatever.
No, but that's what I liked about this one was, like, it felt fucking dirty, like, the first one through three.
Yeah, it felt...
Like, we crossed into more, like, action-packed blockbuster, but this felt like fucking dirty, bitch.
Yeah.
Felt gross.
Felt disgusting. I like...
I felt rat, like a rat was in the fucking area. I smell a rat.
It's like grunge. It was grungy.
A grunge.
Yeah.
I love that.
I will say I'm a little upset. There is one moment in the trailer that I'm not going to lie. It was hilarious, but I feel like I've lost my best opportunity at being in this franchise. So Ramsay, who is, what's her name? Natalie Emanuel, who you remember as Khaleesi's second hand in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. She has this incredible bit where she's like, guys, bad time to tell you, I don't know how to drive. And so we have an action sequence where one of the Fast characters doesn't know how to drive. And that is so funny.
She's a woman.
Okay, I mean, yeah, sure, but it could, okay, I mean, I get it, but there are a lot, I feel, come on.
Is she British?
I feel like there are a lot
of
women.
Right? Londoners don't drive.
Is she from London?
She's from London.
They drive on the wrong side of the road.
London! Yeah.
She's driving
there,
the wrong
I feel
side.
Like there are plenty of women who are incredible drivers in this franchise that it gets away with it, just being a comedic choice. But that was the role I was going to play.
Yeah.
I was going to be
the
guy who, like...
soft boy?
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Speaking of women, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know who did this, but I think every time a woman knees a man through something, like through a wall, I come a little bit, just a little bit. It's just like seeps out a little, and just like,
Garrick, don't talk about your cum seeping out a little bit, please. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's just great.
No.
Even in Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman, when she knee dude through the wall, I was like, yes, there
it's
it
good
is.
Good moment.
That's all. That's well, what I fell moment. In love with Gal Gadot.
I don't know if you noticed this, but that scene you're talking about where it's Jordana and Michelle Rodriguez fighting one dude and they knock him through a wall, it looks like we're in Tokyo, baby.
Oh.
Did you notice
they're
the neon
all over
lights?
The world.
Oh shit, you're right.
I do believe we might be in Tokyo.
If we're
which
in Tokyo,
wouldn't that then like
and Han gets his RX-7 back, I would love that. So much.
I thought you were going to say you would have cum seep out again.
Oh, it will. It will. I mean, I thought that was given, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I have to study it a little bit more. But again, we only got this trailer for a very short amount of time because that's what happens with press. They're like, take a looky, no recording, no saying anything. We take it away from you.
So to go into that a little more, we got it on Sunday for a 2-hour window.
Yes.
And then once the 2 hours were done, I tried to press play again. It's like, nah, we're done here. So we had to take these notes. Now, of course, the trailer is out. By the time you're listening to this, everyone has seen it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we're not hitting. I mean, there's a truck that literally, like, it's not even an 18-wheeler. It's like a 47-wheeler.
No, like
it's like a truck train or something
like
that.
Stands,
they did
it
like
stands the, on its head and then flips over.
They do like the Dark Knight trailer for it flip. Thing and
it's literally a trailer flip.
Nice.
Thanks.
Did you guys notice there's one moment where Charlize and John Cena are on screen together? Is she taller than him? Like significantly taller than him?
She might be with heels on for sure.
But I thought it was like a power thing. Like
was he on his knees? I didn't know, but it was very disorienting because he's so beefy. I've seen her in real life. She is a stunning gazelle of a woman. Yes. The tallest, she's very tall. It's possible.
Yeah, that mushroom cap probably helps too.
Yeah.
What mushroom cap?
Her hair. I'm going for the Charlize. You know, it's like I'm getting closer and closer to the Charlize.
If Charlize Theron is wearing 3-inch heels, she's John Cena's height. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, well, I don't know why they would put her in 3-inch heels on a movie set more than 3 inches. That would be suicide.
It looked like she was wearing 8-inch platform, so there must be something going on in that moment.
I'm just glad she didn't kiss him in this one, because then she'd be a brother fucker, which maybe we'll find out that she is. Oh my god, if she's an Eskimo, if Dom and John Cena are Eskimo brothers and brothers, I'll lose my mind.
Double familia.
Familia! Keeping it in the familia.
I'm gonna make a guess that John Cena doesn't, they like make up. Because he's like, you're an uncle, man. What are you doing? This is your nephew. And then he's going to start crying and all, and they're just going to make up, and it's going to be this beautiful moment. He's going to toss him a Corona or something like that, and he's going to sit down at the table.
He's invited to the cookout, you think, by the end of this movie?
Yeah, he's got to be invited to the cookout, but only if he shaves his head. He has to be bald. So
that is, I would say, the thing that disappoints me most about this movie, this trailer, is John Cena, what you doing with that beautiful full head of hair, bro?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't belong.
Not
makes I'm
no
happy
sense.
For him in real life.
Do you know what franchise you're in?
Yeah.
The best of bald.
The bald and the beerious.
The bald and the beerious. That's so stupid.
My only guilt here, and obviously we have not seen the movie yet, is that I just hope and pray that between these two trailers, we haven't seen it all. I mean, there is so much action. I mean, these two trailers have set pieces that rival, I think, any movie that has come out in the
Transformers,
last.
Transformers, easily.
It's honestly
a core of the world.
Set pieces, it's been Mission Impossible versus Fast and Furious. Who can do the wildest stuff?
Boom, boom,
and
boom.
And I am
boom.
So happy that Vin Diesel beat Tom Cruise to space. Like, so happy. Like, it.
Not only that, Ludacris beat Tom Cruise.
Ludacris beat Tom Cruise's
in a Pontiac GT.
How does that make you feel? That Ludacris, chicken and beer Ludacris, beat you to space.
Damn. Woo.
It feels good. Well, I do have some good news. Mm. Well, actually, I should also say. But also, in addition to the action, there seems to be real heart to these trailers. And I'm like, I might cry, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're crying.
But I do have some good news for those like me who fear that we've seen it all from the trailers. Guys, I just Googled, this movie is 3 hours and 8 minutes long.
What?
I saw that just before we started recording this, and I gasped. I cannot believe
Rick is speechless.
That's two movies.
I'm excited.
That's two movies.
I'm excited. That is two movies.
Oh my God. Three hours.
They're basically giving us four more movies then if this trend continues.
I am going to drink nothing for a full 48 hours to make sure that I do not have to pee. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Endgame came out, I didn't even have to pee at all because I was so excited. My bladder understood that this was a bigger moment for me.
The mind-body connection is real. Yeah, it's a real thing. You can't control that. Well, fuck. Should we do it?
It is 8 in the morning right now, and we are going to jump over to us, giddy with excitement. We're all going to go take our bathroom breaks, and the next time you see us, we will be ready to speak to the Fast and Furious. Mm.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I don't think you can see that my leg is shaking, but it is shaking.
So right now we are in a digital Zoom breakout room with a bunch of press people from all over the world. We don't belong here.
Yes, we do.
I'm kind of freaking out over here.
Your voice is shaking.
My whole body is shaking. I feel like my muscles internally fluctuating.
Yeah.
Guys, it's happening. We are being sent in to our first guest. We're going to see how this goes. We got a Google Doc so we can communicate. We will continue to rave and gush about the trailer.
Oh, this is John Cena.
Garrick, there are a couple surprises for you today. And the first is that we have John Cena.
Oh, my God.
Surprise, Rick.
Hey, John Cena, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, we're here. We're all connected.
Or for letting us join you, really, in your void of a room.
Welcome to the void.
It's a lot prettier than I anticipated it being.
There's so much not here.
The first question I have, I know that I'd heard you were a fan of the Fast and Furious series before joining. So as the newest member to the team, what do you love about this franchise?
Man, originally I became addicted because its origins were that of the tuner culture and the car culture. And the first installment certainly kind of placed import tuners against American muscle. And I loved, you know, the fact that they based a heist movie around that. I really fell in love with that because I'm a car guy. And then, the movie began to show its flash in 2 and then kind of went back to its roots to embrace drifting in 3 and then began to get really serious about identifying itself as an action blockbuster that continues to deliver. How the hell did they do that? But I think the reason that it continues to evolve and continues to be successful is it has embraced and celebrated diversity from its inception in 2001. It has leaned into the concept of family are those close to you, not necessarily those who bear your last name, but that fact of the people at the end around the barbecue having a Corona are those you love, but not necessarily those of your lifeline. And I think that's a really important conversation to have as we try to unite people rather than divide people. And there's an electricity around Fast. Fast has become larger than life. For some reason, the fans have given a grace, almost like it's okay for these humans without costumes or superpowers to be superheroes. And it's almost like they give that grace. It's very similar to the WWE.
This is beautiful.
You said I was a fan, so I mean, you opened a can of worms.
I feel like I'm hearing myself talk, but more eloquently. This is wonderful.
There's a lot there. So when we look at like 9 films, how does this still happen? Mm. It doesn't depend on the zeitgeist. Yeah. The zeitgeist fuels the narrative. And the narrative is family, and the narrative is we're all in this together, and the narrative is just it's celebrating the electricity of the experience. If there's a breakthrough in filmmaking, we'll use the breakthrough to make a better film. We won't just use the breakthrough. If it's about tuning culture in the beginning and tuning culture phases out, you say, okay, how can we take the core of this movie and bring drifting into it, or bring heavyweight actors into it, or bring larger than life action? I think that's why it's 9 films strong with no signs of slowing up.
I have to ask, as a fellow 813 Tampa girl, I watched growing up like with street racing all around us. I have to ask, did you ever get involved in any of that, you know, clear water bridge drifting or racing? Did you see it around Tampa?
So I came to Tampa in 2003, and I was very immature for my age, but a little bit more than adults. back in my day, in the Northeast, there's always a place to race. And ours was the backstrip of Hampton Beach. It's just a 2-lane one-way that turns around and circles. And it's not the Clearwater Bridge, which is a 14-mile straight. Where you can hammer it and really get your money's worth. But it was, I'd say it was a series of 4 stoplights where you could really test how fast you were. But man, I've heard of rumors, and especially to talk to some of the older generation in Tampa, because I'm kind of involved with the car culture there. Mm-hmm. They talk of the era in the 60s and 70s, which was just otherworldly, and I can only imagine.
John, we wish we could speak with you all day. It's such a pleasure. My final quick hit question, you know, you're joining the Fast family alongside such huge names as Vin Diesel, The Rock, Jason Statham, Tyrese. Did you feel ever a pressure to shave your head just to kind of fit in with the guys, or do you feel?
And I didn't feel the pressure. Mother Nature's taking care of that for me. It's starting at the penthouse, and it'll end up working its way to the basement. So don't worry about that.
Such a pleasure. We cannot wait to see what you have in store. And thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Rick, were you surprised?
I was starstruck, so I didn't get to say anything.
Are you a WWE fan?
I'm a John Cena fan.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, big
fan. We had no idea. We just kept that a surprise because that was fun. Extra.
Yeah.
Wait, that meant something to you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. That's why I didn't say anything, because I was fucking starstruck. I was like, oh shit. Little fun bit that my roommate Neo and I have, where you can kind of hear my car coming into the garage. So he would cue up the John Cena theme song so that every time I would open the door and I would open the door, it would be playing on like our house speakers. So I just open the door. Dun, 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 dun. Just, yeah.
Wow. So you feel like the man every time you come home.
You feel pretty powerful. Like, he would also have like different versions of it. Like, one time he played an 8-bit version of it. One time he played with just air horns. It's so funny.
That's such a Neil bit. Anyone that knows this man. My favorite part was when we're in the waiting room, which I'm pretty sure we recorded, and Garrick, you just hear go, "Oh shit, this is John." And you just see his face.
He whispers,
like,
he goes, "John, like John Cena?"
"Oh shit, this is John." "John? Oh shit, this is John?" That was so good. Sorry we did that to you, but we swear no more surprises.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Wait, so what would you have asked? And now I feel bad. I feel like I robbed you of an opportunity of a interaction. Oh. Let's play it again. What would you have asked him?
I would have asked John Cena, how does he feel being at the forefront of dimpled men? Dimpled men representation? How does he feel being at the forefront of being like...
Oh, you have a dimple!
I have 2 big boys.
Oh my God! Jealous. I only have 1. Like, look at this.
Smacked or whatever. It's just like you go down the street and everybody's like, look at this smiley bitch. And then you just get, you know. But now it's just like, if it's John Cena, you're not going to do shit to John Cena. You know.
Congrats.
So he gives us something to strive for.
Yeah, I know. John Cena was the one that I was stressing about because we were keeping that a secret from you, Garrick.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Because we wanted to surprise you.
I couldn't surprise myself.
I was not expecting him to be like in a fancy room in a suit, but like, of course he is. I thought he was going to be like in his sweatpants in his living room.
So fun fact about this is that when they were scheduling it, they're like, just so you know, I was trying to get very like specific times. Like some of these people, you know, some in the crew run late. And then when we got John Cena, they're like, hey, John runs early.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
One thing I'm very curious to ask all these people is what their guilty pleasure is, what something they love that people wouldn't expect. And in my research, I found out John Cena loves BTS. And I'm kind of glad we didn't ask him about it because he would have gone on a 6-minute answer. Like it would have been the whole interview.
Though.
But he I watched him on Fallon and the first commercial break, it was just about BTS. He didn't talk about his projects. He didn't talk about the three movies he was there to promote. He just talked about BTS.
I mean, he clearly understands fandom and franchise, and like, he gets it. I can't stress enough how amazing that answer was, even though it took up 4 minutes.
Whenever anyone asks me for the rest of my life why Fast and Furious is great, I'm just going to play them John Cena, and I'll be like, there you go.
Rick, did you freak out when he said burn? What did he call them? Coiners? Tinkers?
Tuning culture.
Tuner culture. I was like, I was like really excited. That's what they call like any foreign car that you can like mess with and like adding exhaust and all that stuff. You call them tuner cars. My first question for Justin Lin, does he know that
he changed our lives?
does he know that he changed our lives? Does he know that it's the most successful and probably the best franchise of all time? Is he
ever
aware of
that? How rich is he? That's what I want to know.
He deserves all of it. So no, Justin Lin, who we're going to speak to today, which is insane, mm-hmm. He came on at Tokyo Drift when this franchise was kind of a joke.
He turned it around.
He turned it around and he directed 3, 4, 5, 6. Stepped away for 7 and 8 and is now back for 9, 10, 11. So shit. It is just totally.
Wait, there's going to be 11?
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, Kelsey, but they actually did announce that the franchise is coming to an end with the 11th film. Vin Diesel is rounding out his storyline.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wow.
First, I want to say, Justin, we are huge fans of you and your work. I know that Kelsey bought a car after seeing Tokyo Drift because of you. Like,
mm-hmm. Wow. What did you buy?
Well, it was my father. He was retired and didn't know what to do to like make a relationship with his daughters better. So we said, an SRT10, please, can be red. And it happened. Nice. So thank you.
That's a great story.
I've been trying to go down the line of all of the cars that have been introduced. I'm in an AP2 S2000 right now because of everything. But like, my main question for you is, do you feel like it is a badge of honor that the RX-7 is now like $30,000 because of your movies?
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, one of the stages of the process that I so much enjoy is kind of curating and casting the cars, you know?
Yeah.
I think growing up in LA, you know, I drive all the time. And I always feel like, yeah, even though I'm not a car guy, what I drive is an extension of me. And that's something that like I take a lot of pride in. And I remember when we started Tokyo Drift, we had like the audition. It was at Irwindale Speedway. And you show up and it's like 200 cars with their owners. And you could just feel that connection, you know? And it like always breaks my heart when I don't choose a car. But it also, when we end up, I remember the Monte Carlo that I chose. It was just sitting in the corner by itself and it was kind of beat up. And I thought, that's the perfect car for Sean. And that's always been the spirit of kind of how we do these things. And so when the RX-7 and Han, it just felt like a perfect match. And so to me, it's not even the car. Like now when I go out and I see the black and orange cars, it just felt like, wow. Like, you know, we were part of that.
Speaking of Han, you know, justice for Han, he is back. This movie has seemingly cars going to space. These are movements that seem to be birthed from the internet, from fan fervor. And I'm curious, how much does fan wishes play into the creative of this movie, of this franchise?
It's interesting. You know, I feel like a lot of times I don't go on the internet and look at what people are saying, you know, and we have internally, creatively, we have this amazing family that's been developed through the years. So a lot of the dialogue that we have, you know, trying to push the boundary, we've been having for years, and it's amazing sometimes when we do something and then, you know, we talk to fans and it kind of somehow organically lined up, but it's never, to me, I think it would be a disservice to strategize and be reactive, you know? And it's always been our kind of mantra to, when we started, to say, hey, you know, we're not going to be like James Bond, you know, like Dom is never going to be the same age. Like he's going to age, our character's going to age and we're going to evolve with them, you know? And it's amazing here doing a Fast 9 where our, you know, heroes are actually mom and dad to a little kid, you know? And so that is something that was very conscious early on. And so, you know, I feel like that is something that, you know, when it comes to pushing the boundary, that's also part of our philosophy. You know, I think when we started, it was never a given that we were going to make another Fast and Furious film, you know? And so I always felt like if we were lucky enough to earn that chance, it's our job not to repeat ourselves, you know? And so part of it was to come up with crazy ideas, but never share it with the world unless it's the right emotional journey. And it was amazing. Like it was one thread in Fast 9, we're working on it. And I was sitting there and I'm like, holy crap, I think this is the one. And,
go to space, keep giving it to us.
But it felt earned. You know, I remember I sat with Vin and he looked at me and we're like, yep, this is the one. You know, so we've been talking about it for a bit.
Well, thank you on behalf of all of us. Yeah, I mean, speaking of the characters growing and changing in this movie, in the trailer, it seems like Vin Diesel catches a car. So what do you consider the ever expanding rules of what these characters can and can't do? And how do you think, like, yes, it is cool for them to do something so larger than life insane? Or where do you draw the line?
I always say that, you know, we have to earn everything, right? I know that's a thing that I know I say a lot, but it's true. You know, I think that, you know, it's our job to try to always push, but also at the same time, really, you know, we can't push if we can't have the emotional connection, you know? And I can say one thing about these trailers. There's going to be two big trailers now, and the world's going to see. And I think as a filmmaker, a lot of times, you know, like it always like it sucks because you're like, right. No, see the movie.
Yeah.
And then trailer you always feel like it gives away everything. I can promise you it does not give away everything.
What?
Oh, nice. Yeah,
there's still more that hasn't been shared. And at the same time, I think that, you know, the trailers do a really great job to give you a sense of feel and tone and scope. But I think part of the fun is going to go is about going to see a film with your friends. But at the same time, you're going to see the connections of how all these things happen.
Can't wait. Truly can't wait.
I know Garrick here has been a fan for a long time, and he has a question about a car, right, Rick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. I have so many questions about cars. Anyway, okay. So for foreign versus American, where do you stand? Where are you lying? Like, are you more GTR? Are you more GT500? Where are you at?
You know, I'm not a car guy, but I'll tell you, you know, before I joined this franchise, I was actually, you know, a TA at UCLA. Mm-hmm. And it was my first time my first first time being introduced to the tuner scene, I was TAing this a documentary class, and there was these two students that would go out to the desert in the weekend and they would race.
Yeah.
And they would bring back all this footage. And I didn't know that much about cars. And I was like, it's weird. Like, you guys are racing all these big American cars. Why don't you just go buy the American car? And they're like, no, it's pride. We have to do it. We have to tune it up. And it was that kind of passion. I really love the idea of it, and the fact that, again, these are not just, factory, level cars. These are, it's done out of passion. It's done out of experiment. And it really, the connection of it, I love. So to me, the connection to that started that day, watching the footage from the documentary.
We have to wrap up, but we just want to say thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the movies that you have made.
Thank you.
With all true love, I mean this, you are out of your mind. Please keep pushing. We never want to see this stop. go as far as you think we want you to go, go even further. Thank you, Justin Lin. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
Oh, and please cast us in the next one. I know you guys don't have a nebbishy Jew with a bad back, but if you want one...
He was cool.
He was awesome.
He's the coolest.
Also, LOL at him saying he's not a car guy.
Yeah, we caught him. We caught him in the act. But I mean, him saying the whole pride of tuner guys is beating American big V8s, because all right, so a Mustang has 350 horsepower or something like that, and my little S2000 has 215, right? So me catching one of those cars in the corners or anything like that, I am like, you fucking suck. This car costs $8,000. Yours was $40. I'm beating your ass.
God.
You wasted money. You're a piece of shit. I'm better than you. If I had your car, I would beat you way better. Because they call it driver mod. If it's driver mod, bitch, there's nothing you can do about this.
Funny. I love how much you love it.
I love it.
Well, also
I love it
him
so
being
much.
From LA when he was talking about growing up in LA and always being in traffic. Sense. I was like, oh, you're speaking directly to Garrick.
You're speaking directly.
I think Justin Lin is my favorite person ever.
Ever.
I want to be his friend. I wanted to ask them things that no one else has ever asked them before, but man, their answers are great. So we're not getting Vin Diesel. We tried. I begged. But if you could ask him one question, what would it be?
What's your favorite karaoke spot? Because I'm
yes.
Because you have a great voice, man, and you should keep it up. Oh, I love it.
And can we come with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and can we come with you? I don't do karaoke. I won't be singing, but I will be watching.
Rick,
and
you have just equally as good of a voice.
I don't. I really don't.
Okay, you're telling me.
I appreciate that, Kelsey, but
if Vin looked you in the eyes and was like, Garrick, I want you to come sing karaoke with me.
Yeah. You're fucking
You'd be like, no?
I'm singing.
Yeah, of course.
What would you sing with Vin?
I would try to do a duet of Stay with him. I've watched that video so many fucking times. It's so weird because I'm like, wait a sec. I remember I was like, damn, that's crazy. Vin Diesel is singing. Damn. Wait. Is this good? This is good. Oh, fuck. Can Vin Diesel sing?
Of course it is.
He has a heartbreak to the way he sings. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's really sad. It's really sad, and it will make you tear up a little bit. And the second question would be, if you could do a duet with Rihanna, how would it go? Would you take the lower register? Would you take the higher register?
Rick, you know a lot about singing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
For a guy who
grew up in a
sing.
Church.
Oh, same. Fuck.
I like the outlet? Neon in the room. That's awesome. Oh,
the Michelle coming from you, an icon of fashion and design. Truly, thank you. I'm Kelsey, Zach, and Garrick. We're from the Try Guys Guilty Pleasures podcast. We are thrilled to be talking to you. And my first question, I have to start out. We are 20 years into this franchise. I grew up with this franchise, so that aged me a little bit, but it keeps getting bigger and better. Can you imagine that this was ever going to go on for this long and this big and this hard?
Absolutely not. I mean, back in the year 2001, when they first started talking about sequels, we were like, sequels are tacky, dude. Like, it was like taboo to do a sequel. Like, no, it was true. It was like not a thing that you don't do. You don't do sequels because they weren't cool. You know, the 90s kind of overdid them. And we were like,
I love that.
Destined not to go in that direction. And apparently...
Listen, we're
cut to nine. It works out.
He's just and like, just don't want to look you in the eyes and tell you how wrong you were, but my God, Michelle, you were wrong.
No, you know, we didn't hop back in till four. So right. like right, we were kind of like seeing if it stayed alive. You know what I mean?
All right, we'll jump back in.
That's what makes the trajectory so insane, though, is because it like it went up, it had this weird little divot, and then at four, you basically rebooted the franchise, but with the original cast, and now it gets bigger and bigger. It just, that story, I think, is part of why I love it. It's so wild to me.
Aww. Like
yeah,
I said,
true redemption story.
We all grew up with it, so I, you know, for me, as someone who daily tells her boyfriend to come upstairs and give me a massage, I have to just tell you that there are lines, and particularly your fashion has come full circle. And I don't know if you know this, but you're like kind of a TikTok style icon with
what
fashion. Yeah, and like,
no.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Do you notice? Like, when we watch the movies, we're like, those sunglasses, that bell, are you kidding? Is that something you're aware of that is like so iconic?
I had no idea. I'm like a super casual, chic person. Like, I just love being cash and comfortable. And I'm like, how can I do this without wearing all that uncomfortable shit girls wear in movies? Yes. So I avoid the high heels.
Yes.
I avoid the DAs. I avoid anything that makes me uncomfortable. And then I try to, like, you know, find a silhouette somewhere in between.
Casual well, thank you.
I call it. sweet.
If you, Michelle, not Letty, not the character, if you were able to cast your own car for, you know, every set of movies, which one would it be? Or what
Spider
would it be?
918.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Porsche hybrid, baby.
Yeah, sexy yes.
ass.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm like, what? If you're a 60, I whoop that ass. And then when it comes to the combustion engine and I got to get to 200 miles an hour or more, like, whooping that ass, click, click, click.
Right, not even
what
shifting, just paddling it up.
That car's like my favorite, hands down. Like,
oh,
I'll
beautiful.
Drop the mic with that.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That is stunning. I'm curious, our podcast is all about movies that people love passionately that maybe you wouldn't expect them loving. What is that for you? Is there one movie that you could talk about for an hour that people wouldn't expect from you?
Cabaret. Sorry. Money makes the world go round.
If that you, truly anytime is. You want, Michelle, wow. We will talk about that movie for an hour with you. Just let us know.
Right.
Absolutely
I'm
down.
I'm sorry, man. It was just such a good movie. I just love the Kit Kat Club. The first time I ever left the country to go to a foreign land was to shoot Resident Evil. And it was my first time in Germany. Yeah. And I did go to the real Kit Kat Club, and I was just blown away. I was like, whoa, people have sex in nightclubs? This is cool. I was like, it smells funny here, but this is awesome. You guys are listening to house music and, like, full-on having sex. Like, wow, okay, so this is what the world is like. Like, screw America.
Yes. Yeah, get that culture, that European culture that
I
we don't have here.
I was blown away, dude. I just couldn't believe how free people were. But, by the way, Germany wasn't part of the EU back then, you know
right.
what I mean? They were like, they're trying to find their new voice, and boy,
did they
have an interesting time getting there.
Well, Michelle, we have to wrap up. I, again, thank you so much. You mean so much to all of us, truly.
Yeah.
And my last question is, when you are overseas, when you maybe go to Italy or you know, when you are in Europe, do people ever just shout, Familia, at you? Because we tend to just shout Familia at each other whenever we're having a bonding moment.
we definitely get that in many different languages around the world when traveling. I think that Mongolia Mongolia was the strangest place that anybody ever mentioned Fast and Furious and, wow. and the family gimmick of it all.
Well,
but yeah. I mean, it's a global thing, apparently.
Yeah. The franchise is well known all over the world, and we thank you for keeping doing this, and please don't ever stop, and have a fantastic rest of your press day. We appreciate you.
We want a Letty and Helen Mirren spinoff, so please give that to us.
Oh, yeah, my
we
would God, love that. I would love that. She's so
Oh, my God. So cool.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Pull the e-brake
like,
for me, darling.
When Ben comes up with these crazy ideas, I'm all about it. Like, when you see her just whipping that vehicle, like, yes. with him on the passenger side, I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking dreams. About. And not that many people know, by the way, about Helen Mirren's like 1970s, you know, ordeals in movies. Like her and Peter O'Toole, that's all I'm going to say in one movie. Caligula, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, yeah. she's an icon, man. She's OG right there.
And yeah. as are you.
Yeah.
She was so nice.
I was like shocked. It's like, oh, is it my turn to talk? Michelle.
Guys, she's the coolest person I've ever spoken to in my life. Yeah. Michelle Rodriguez is the greatest human being ever.
Yeah, wow. It just goes to show how much like the movies made an impact on me of like what I really think of her as a person. Where like when yeah. she isn't that character, I'm like, oh my God, you're so like bubbly and a beast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask her, how did she master the scowl? The
resting bitch face.
The resting, I don't want to call it a resting bitch face. I want to call it the Letty face because I think she invented it.
Man. I mean that, but it is also funny to have heard her say that like they came back for 4, right? So she got to kind of sit and watch the franchise like, okay, is this going to be a thing? Like, LOL at spinoffs not being.
That was funny.
The plan.
I remember hearing that they were like waiting to see like how it would go, like Vin Diesel, and they kind of like just put it on him.
Yeah.
And it is funny that they're just like openly talking about it as if it wasn't like even a bad thing. It's just like, no, that's what you do, you idiots. Yeah. Well, you see if something is cool or not, and then you're just like, yeah, I'll jump back on.
And we then started it. Did she also say the moment with Helen Mirren was Vin's idea, or was she saying Lynn?
No, Vin.
Is he an EP on this?
He's like Vin. One of the bigger creatives on it.
I mean, Vin, I guess I assumed,
this,
but...
No, Kelsey, this franchise runs through Vin. He is the mastermind. When you talk, even you heard Justin talking about, when they write the movie, they are sitting with Vin. He is the godfather of this thing. And that is why I have such reverence for him, is because, like, yeah, he has a reputation for being a specific man on set, but it's because he loves this franchise passionately and he loves the fan base, and he's like, no motherfuckers, I'm not phoning it in. I am going to give them the best, craziest, most batshit wonderful franchise every single time. He loves this shit. I mean, they say never meet your heroes, but I just met 3 of them and they're better than I even could have imagined.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Everyone should be lucky enough to meet Michelle Rodriguez in their life. That was just an absolute shot of pure happiness.
There is one more exciting surprise today.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it is?
Deep down, reach deep into your soul. Who do you think is the last person that we might be speaking to today?
Are we going to talk to Vin Diesel?
Yeah!
We're talking to Vin Diesel, Garrick!
Oh my God. I get to.
We're talking to Vin.
The deep timber in person. Oh God. Or not in person, but okay. All right. I even have on my good clothes.
I was gonna just let you be surprised in the moment, but I'm like,
nightmare.
Wait, I can't do that to you. And I realize now that this is rude to even give you this little bit of a notice.
I know.
But if I couldn't be surprised with Vin, I wanted to pass that gift forward to you. So you get to be surprised with Vin. Garrick, we're doing it, man.
We're doing it.
You're finally talking to the man.
Wow.
The Dominic Toretto, bitch.
Wow. Oh. Oh, God.
Whoa.
All right.
Dude, okay. Can we just say, trying to keep this a secret has been a nightmare for us. It started last week and I was losing my shit. And I was like, Zach, don't say anything. Don't like, just say we're signing on to like do a podcast recording about something else, anything else. And then they came back with all of these things like, you have to be on the Zoom, you have to be in a waiting room. And we're like, fuck, there's no way to pretend like we're not interviewing him. And then we're like, well, what if we say we're interviewing everyone else? And we're like, fine. And then it was like,
our
fuck,
cover was gonna be Bow Wow. We're talking to yes. Bow Wow because he's back in this movie.
Why would I want to talk to Bow Wow? I would have not
like Mike
on. I would have said, I said, don't say Bow Wow, he'd be so disappointed.
Yeah, all right,
I know. What are we gonna ask?
I got my do you think that he'll be mad if I ask my Rihanna question?
I think you should save that for a button, like save it as like last question, everyone's dying to know, it's been a question on my mind for years, and then ask it. That would be funny setup. Yeah.
Is the question, would you ever do a duet with Rihanna, or what is the question?
No, if Rihanna asks you to do a duet of Stay, would you do it?
Oh, the answer is of course he would. Yeah. I almost wonder we've seen you do Stay, what are some of your other karaoke staples?
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that. Like, he's doing press for at Fast 9, and we're just like, right, so fuck the movie.
Rihanna.
We're here the movie. To ask about Rihanna. Your karaoke.
Yeah, I shouldn't ask about Rihanna. I should ask about him.
We just need to start by saying, hi, hello, we love you.
Yeah.
I think yeah. the most important things we get from him are, I want him to laugh. I want him to say, Garrick, Kelsey, Zach, you are familiar. And I yeah. want him to know that if he needs us in the next movie, we're here.
Those what are is my it with you check, wanting check, to be check. Cast in the movie?
Kelsey, this is my moment. This is my chance. They're only making two more of these after this.
But haven't this you, is didn't it. You, didn't you go to film school when like they would have big speakers come in and they would always say, when we go to question and answers, do not right. ask if you can be in a movie. Like that was always what like people would come.
Right.
Right, but we're right. familiar. Well,
that means that no one else is going to be doing it, so we can stand out.
We already got Justin Lin telling yeah. you that you can be in it.
If hashtag Justin Justice for Han can bring Han back from the dead, maybe hashtag
Justice for Jewish
Cornity.
In the
Justice for Jew.
They're gonna reboot the series, and then we'll all be in it when they reboot.
Yeah. I texted my sister and I was like, you'll never believe what I got to do today. And when I told her, she was like, are you fucking kidding me? I wanted to be Michelle Rodriguez so bad. I only wanted my boyfriend to lift me up by my butt in leather pants. She was like, did you tell him about Dad's car? I was like, yeah, I told you. I fucking told the director. She's like, I wanted to be her so bad. She was so cool.
Dude, when she was talking about the spider and she's like, click, click, motherfucker. Yes! I was like, wow, yeah. you're the best person.
She's so relatable. Okay, but like, best case scenario, he invites all three of us to his house to be in the next movie and to go to the premiere.
Worst case scenario, he probably still adopts us. Yeah. So we got this.
And also...
I want to get adopted.
Maggie was saying that like she hopes we get invited to the premiere, and I was thinking, well, they might invite the Try Guys because that's who it's like from, but you better fucking believe we're going in as the Try Guys.
We're taking those seats. Yeah. We're taking those seats. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here.
We're already going to rent our own theater.
Yeah, you think I can't buy a Keith mask and sit on my buddy's shoulders.
Listen.
So we can wear a giant yes. trench coat? And fucking go.
I'm the bottom of the trench coat. Yeah. Rick is on top of me. Yeah,
of course.
I love that. Go. Universal like PR, if you're listening, yeah. let us come to the premiere, okay? Because yeah. then we can get our reaction episode out immediately. Otherwise, it's going to take like 2 weeks.
And
you don't want
what
that.
What if we're on the red carpet and weeks. He looks over at Rick and is like, my boy, and like daps you up or something? Would you just die?
I would fucking cry. I would cry. I was thinking, like, just pure, just tears.
I was thinking, I'm yeah. so grateful that the tables aren't turned and that I'm not the one getting surprised. Because if I jumped onto a Zoom out of context and it was just Vin Diesel there,
oh
I would
my
go.
God. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, is I'm going to tell him this is a surprise that we surprised Garrick. Yeah. You're number one.
Oh, well,
Hey, surprise you.
I sound like Sylvester Stallone when I
yeah,
do that.
I was like, what was that?
You can't do a Sylvester Stallone Italian impression man. For Vin Diesel.
I've met more famous people.
Yes.
I just haven't met more famous people to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck less, truly, about most celebrities that I've had to work with. Like, but
I took tequila shots with Jason Derulo and P. Diddy, okay? Like,
Kim Kardashian did my makeup, and I was like, okay.
That's a big one.
And I was just like, she's just very kind. This, I'm like, oddly, like, what is he going to think of me? Will he think I'm a good person? Yeah. Does he think
I'm Seth Rogen's
balls?
This
is the most
it's
famous
no
person
deal.
I've ever met. So there you go. Congratulations. I'm sorry I'm not big time like you guys. But yeah, this is a big deal for me.
We are now going into an hour and a half of waiting for Vin Diesel to talk to us. And we've kind of lost our minds a little bit.
We've been told it was 15 minutes away, approximately 45 minutes. But maybe, you know what? Maybe that just means that he really engages and they say we're only going to get 4 minutes. Maybe we'll get full 10.
We are Kelsey, Zach, and Garrick with the Guilty Pleasures Podcast. And Vin, I mean, we are just, we are almost speechless at getting this opportunity. And I just had to introduce us because I know that these two men would absolutely murder me if I didn't let them take up the entire 4 minutes. So I just wanted to introduce us, let you know we're huge fans, and we're actually, we surprised Garrick here. I think he might be number one fanboy of Fast and Furious, so I'm gonna let them fangirl out and thanks so much for doing this.
thank you,
my pleasure.
Oh my god, this is a huge moment for me personally. I think Fast and Furious is the only reason why I'm into cars. Like, honestly, it's the one of the biggest things in my life. I still drive with a black tank top every time, every single time. But I just want to know, like, Vin Diesel could cast your own car in the movie, what would it be?
Well, Garrett, that is, there's so much history. It's, as you know, this film comes out 20 years after the first one.
Yeah.
Right. So when we cast the cars, it's almost like casting actors because they have such a significant role. And I've grown a brotherhood with that Charger.
Mm.
It's part of my family. I've spent so many hours of my life over the last couple of decades thinking about its significance, what it represents in my character. And what you'll find in Fast 9 is why it's so significant to Dom. As we watch Dom become a father, he reflects on his own father. And you'll see in Fast 9.
We can't wait.
Of the Charger.
I'm curious along that line as well. I know that you really grew up around astrology via your mother. Have you ever thought, what would Dom's star chart be? Do you know what his astrological sign is?
You know, my mother just left maybe five minutes ago. If I would have done this 5 minutes, I would have brought her into the interview, and we would have asked her together, because that's a brilliant question.
Oh, what, man!
What star sign? If we can do even a lunar chart, of Toretto, what would it be? In fact, I'm going to ask her that.
We have to know.
You know what? My DMs are open. Anytime you need it, right in there. You know, along that line of things that you're into that maybe people wouldn't expect, you're into astrology, right? That maybe people wouldn't expect that. Is there a movie that you could just gush about for an hour?
So many movies. Mm. My Fair Lady.
Oh!
Yes!
I love it.
Yes.
Love My Fair Lady for sure.
Wow.
I could go. I could go on and on about My Fair Lady.
The Marvel scene alone.
I cannot believe I'm saying this already. That our time is coming to a quick end. But
you know, we are here if you need us and not in 10 or 11, let us know. It would mean the world to us. Could you say, and really, this is a question. Are we part of the familia?
Yes, you are part of the familia. look how brilliantly you represent the Fast family, just the three of you. That's kind of a testament to what the Fast family is, the diversity of it.
And you
all represent that.
Oh my, oh, I think you just made our entire life. We are so grateful, man. We cannot wait for this movie. We are so such big fans of yours. Thank you so much for your time and have a good rest of your press day.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Love.
And if you ever want to go sing karaoke, we know you're into that too.
Oh yeah.
We're around. We're around.
Nothing would make me happier. Beautiful. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Familia!
He did the kind of like a group voice. He went deeper
than he does in the movie. He brought out a little bit extra for us.
He was like, all right.
And Rick, you made him laugh.
You made him laugh. Wow.
As a comic,
that's all you really want is just having a deep voiced ass dude in the back.
Like trying to think of questions where you just like, let me just test the waters here. Let me just throw out a funny comment. And you fucking howled.
Light jab. That's all I needed. Wow. I love him to death.
And honestly, his answers were so genuine. Yeah. And like, I don't think people understand how intense these days are for celebrities. It's like I said, they're so monotonous, usually so boring, and people try to have fun, but it's like, no, they can only do so much. I think he genuinely enjoyed the fangirl stand-up that came from our fucking soul.
I think he loves us. This is my conclusion. Vin Diesel loves us.
Zach jokingly mentioned, I think he's going to like see us at the premiere or something like that, be like, those are my guys. I think we can do that, man. I think that'll happen.
And remember when he called out the beautiful diversity of our show of our Fast and Furious love, but was he not fucking right?
This is what I meant. Like, this is when we went out and we were trying to make the movie. This is it. He like, Vin, you brought us together. Thank you so much.
Yes. Honestly, like, in a way, he fucking did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Here are the things that I have learned today. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. Fast 9. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the greatest movie ever made.
3 hours.
But truly, the people that make these movies have such an unbelievable passion. And I think people that don't know, and most people don't, why would you? Vin Diesel is not just the actor in this. Mm-mm. He is the godfather of this series. He is the protector. And look, there is such a love here. And I know it's silly. I know it's crazy. That's why we love it.
Yeah.
But they put everything in their heart into making these movies. And honestly, I think the world is better off for it.
Yeah.
It's like 10 Tom Cruises in one movie.
Right.
Like just absolutely passionate, just insane, crazy. Yeah. Balls to the walls. And like this day proved that, right? Justin even told us the trailers are nothing. They don't reveal what the actual movie has in store. Which I just can't imagine what the fuck else they're gonna show. Like aliens, do we think?
No way. Well, here's also like, where are they? They have to do this two more. They have to get bigger two more times. Where are they going?
What about Vin Diesel's sunglasses inside? Yeah, that was epic.
That was pretty cool.
Boss movie.
It was also very funny that John Cena called he called it the void. He's like, thank you. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. He's like, it's a whole lot of nothingness.
A whole lot of nothing.
And how about we caught Vin Diesel right after he was hanging out with his mom?
Oh. hanging out with Familia before meeting new Familia.
The Familia, yes! And he wanted to have brought her into the interview to answer your brilliant astrology question, yeah. Zach.
I pretty good, right? I did my research for this one.
You fucking
and
did.
Michelle Rodriguez, nothing like the intense, nothing. Hard characters nothing. That she plays.
Yes.
A sweetheart, just
genuinely,
the coolest person
my
ever.
My new best friend, yes.
Justin Lin, a visionary. Thank you, audience, for listening to the best day of our lives.
Yeah.
Truly.
You brought us here. You guys brought us here.
You? Yeah.
The fact that you guys are as obsessed as we are is the only reason why we are allowed to fucking geek out at this shit. I feel like I've done so much blow and I haven't touched the stuff in years.
We basically just went to different celebrities of their face and go, I love you.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Please.
I love you, Ben.
Please be my mom.
Fuck Christmas. Fuck birthdays. Fuck all the holidays. Like, we'll never forget this fucking day.
Greatest day.
Greatest
and,
day.
And, you know, don't forget to subscribe. But honestly, it's only downhill from here. So,
yeah, there's nothing.
You.
Not we can't be.
Nothing can live up to it. Unless we have our girl on the podcast.
Unless Anna Kendrick comes on the podcast.
This is your challenge.
Manifest,
okay,
baby.
I take it back. Guys, fucking subscribe, rate us 5 stars, yeah. Help us shoot to the moon. Tell your friends, because the bigger this gets,
the more we're
going to be able to trick people onto it.
Yes.
We're going to get Vin for 10 minutes next time.
Right. Yeah. Well, now we know he wants to watch My Fair Lady and Michelle wants to watch Cabaret. Like, why shouldn't they come on here?
Easy. We can have them as guests tonight. Let's do it. Let's hit them up. He's about
hit
to DM
up,
Zach right
up.
Now with his astrology stuff.
Should I DM him right now?
DM him.
Yes.
I think you got
you
that
fucking won't.
I think now's
you
the time to use that fucking blue check, man. Now's
ooh,
the time
he wanted me to, right?
Yeah.
He wanted me. Like, he looked. He was like, yo, DM me.
He looked in your soul.
He was like, haha, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
DM me.
His eyes with his sunglasses looked into your glasses and he said, I'm going to figure that answer out.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cute. The last. I actually do have a DM from him, and it's
what?
Me. Well, a DM to him, and it's I tagged him. It was me watching the first trailer, January of 2020, and look how happy I am, just stomping Maggie, filming me, watching the trailer, laughing, cackling, screaming.
Wow! Did he leave you on red?
Let's see. Has he read it? Nah, he hasn't seen it.
Yeah. That's almost as weird as when I videotaped you watching the Star Wars trailer in 2015.
That is a story for another time. I love
that
it.
That is, listeners. We'll leave you with that mystery.
Garrick, where can they find you?
Garrick Bernard on hopefully all of the things. That would be great. we're trying.
Oh, my God.
We're trying.
What a day. What a day when it'll be. You can find me at Garrick Bernard on all the things, Kelsey Darrow on all the things, and Corn Diddy on Instagram.
On all the things.
I think I need to change it. It's coming. It's close to time. Right?
I like Corn Diddy. If it's
I
on
like
both, go for it.
Real quick. Also, before we go, I want to give 2 absolute huge shout outs to my co-hosts. Going to start with Kelsey. She just got a shout out from Miss Chelsea Handler on her book today.
Yeah.
If you don't know her book, Don't Fucking Panic. I don't know why I'm pitching your book. I'm going to pitch your book. A workbook to help you through anxiety and depression. It is just
biggest day of
wonderful.
My life. Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez, and Chelsea Handler. Kill me now. I have nothing left to do.
I mean, you love, like, she means so much to you, right?
Like, her books are, like, this is my Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
This is my Vin Diesel. Yeah.
By the way, people, the audience has complained that your books are backwards because they want to know what you're reading, but you're just a woman of mystery.
I know exactly where they are because they talk to me and tell me. And
there you go. And 2, we've been talking about Solar Opposites, which Garrick wrote for, but we finally now have both been able to watch the entire season.
Yes.
His episode is out of this world good. So
no
funny.
Pun
a terrible pun. It was kind of intended. I hate it. Guys, it's so funny. And when I tell you, like, Garrick always talks about his love for time travel, my jaw dropped to the ground because the main plot of that starts this episode off is about these kids trying to cheat on the mile in school. And when I tell you, I had this exact exact fantasy growing
That's so crazy.
I'm just so proud of both of you. You guys, what weeks?
Back at you, Dad. Back at you, Corn Diddy, who's shooting his Food Network show next week. No big.
Yeah, no biggie. No big deal.
Look at us, guys. We're like Paul Rudd. Who would have thought?
Look at this podcast.
All right, we'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.